This week on the Silver and Black Show, the Raiders head east for a holiday showdown in Philadelphia. In our Hawaiian Airlines overview, I sit down with rising star safety Carl Joseph. I'm also joined by Chris Townsend this week as we look ahead at the final two games of the season and what he expects to see from the Raiders. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
Eagle week, Monday night, Christmas night edition, and what an opportunity and a challenge. Probably the best team in football. Well coached, good across the board, really good on offense, defense, special teams. So playing well. I know they lost Wentz, but you know, in Foles, they've got a very, very capable guy.
As a player, I'm not thinking more than this moment right now talking to y'all. And right after this, you know, back to the film room and working because we have the Oakland Raiders and they're a good team. And I got to give them all my attention and respect because this game can humble you very fast. Knowing Philadelphia, it'll be rocking, and I can't wait to see the fans and see the excitement and the energy in the stadium. Really excited for it.
They're a good football team, so got a work cut out for us. Looking forward to the challenge.
The Raiders looking to get a win for Christmas this year. Welcome to the Week 15 edition of the Silver and Black Show. As always, I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, alongside our two-time Super Bowl champion, Jim Plunkett. Jim, the Raiders head to Philly. Philly has a pretty raucous crowd. We know that they're a tough, historic franchise. You've played there, and this time of year, the atmosphere has to be a little bit different. What's it like?
It's certainly crazy. You know, they've clinched the playoff spot, so you don't know what they're going to bring to the table. Sometimes they play players that aren't going to usually play, and their fans get a little excited about that. But it's tough to play down there. They don't let up on anybody. You know, the famous booing Santa Claus episode years ago, and they're tough on incoming teams and fans who are wearing the wrong shirt. So it's going to be very exciting. It's going to be very raucous, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, that's what football and sports are about, fans going crazy and having a good time.
Well, the Raiders will be preparing for a new signal caller under center, and that's what leads us to our first headlines, St. Nick. Carson Wentz suffered a torn ACL in Week 14 against the L.A. Rams and was ruled out for the remainder of the year. Not many teams have had much hope when the season was placed on a backup shoulder, but six-year journeyman Nick Foles answered the call. In his first start of the 2017 season last week against the New York Giants, he threw for 237 yards and four touchdowns for 115.7 passer rating. Jim, we've seen Foles before in an Eagles uniform, unfortunately, but looking at Foles last week, it's like he didn't even skip a beat with this Eagles offense.
He certainly played well. I think he lived up to expectations. He's been around the league for 6 years, as you mentioned, and he's an experienced guy. He knows the offense, and, you know, these things have happened before. And, I go back to when Brady took over for Drew Bledsoe, when Kurt Warner took over for Trent Green, and in my own experience, I took over Pastorini when he went down, and things turned out pretty well. So, I'm sure that's what they're expecting down in Philly.
A big change for the Raiders as well. That leads us to our second headline, backing up the blind side. Donald Penn injured his foot last week and will be out for the remainder of the season. His run of 170 consecutive regular season starts was the longest active streak among linemen, but will come to an end this weekend. Marshall Newhouse flipped over to the left side in Penn's absence, with Vidal Alexander taking the other side. Rookie David Sharp could also see some reps at either tackle. Jim, the Raiders fortunately do have depth, but it's hard to replace a guy like Donald Penn. So do you favor that side just because you have a backup filling in?
As you say, it's hard to replace Donald Penn. He's a very good player. But I think you continue to do what you do best, and the guy's going to have to step up if Sharp comes in and plays or even a change up in the lineup. Offensively, they've got to pass protect. They've got to open holes for their running backs. So I don't see much of a change going on. They may favor one side over the other, maybe to go to the experienced side more. They've got to do what they could do the best, whether it be the running the ball or pass protection. Maybe if Dave Sharp comes in, they'll have to help him out a little bit with a back. But, go and do what you do the best to put points on the board.
Our third headline focuses on the other side of the ball, Money Mac. The Raiders All-Pro defensive end has been on fire in the second half of the season. With two sacks against the Cowboys in Week 15, Khalil now has a sack in five consecutive games, which is the longest active streak in the NFL. And during that time, the defense has, on average, given up five less points per game. Even more impressive is the fact that since 2015, only one player has more sacks than number 52, who has 35.5 in that time frame. Jim, here is another 10-plus sack season for Khalil Mack. He is so impressive.
There's no question, Raul. Right now, Khalil Mack is the best player on defense without question. He's got a motor that doesn't stop. He puts pressure on the quarterback, whether he gets to him or not. He helps other players make the sack by getting the quarterback flushed out to the other side. But all in all, I think, you know, he needs some help. You know, he's double, triple teamed on occasion. Teams can't do that every down, but they can do it enough where that it affects Khalil Mack getting to the quarterback. So, you know, somebody on the other side has got to step up and make a play defensively to help Khalil Mack out.
All right, we are just getting started. Make sure you keep it here. A lot more to come on the Silver and Black Show. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show, joined by Carl Joseph. Welcome back to the set. Nice to have you on for a second season. So let's go back to last Sunday, the Cowboys game. What a wild finish. Have you ever been part of a game like that before?
No, it was crazy. Came down to some inches, apparently, man. It was a crazy game. Hard fought on both sides, and, you know, and came decided by, you know, by some calls made by the refs. But, you know, they played a great game, and it was great effort on both sides, so. You know, we just couldn't come away with the win. So, you know, it's definitely like very disappointing.
So the playoff hopes are slim, but still alive. You guys are heading into Philly. We know what Philly represents, and that is a wild, loud fan base. What are your expectations there?
Oh, man. It's going to be Christmas night, Monday night game. You know, we're getting the opportunity to go in prime time. So I think most of the guys still hype, you know. Clearly, we had our last primetime game Sunday night. It was a great game. We lost. Clearly, we want to, you know, go out there and redeem ourselves. So, I think everybody's preparing. We got our minds right. You know, our chances kind of went down a little bit as far as going into the playoffs, and we know that. But, you know, I don't think anybody's down about, like, on the season. You know, we still got two games left, and we got to go out there and compete.
I know your journey to get to where you are, and that's healthy. You've battled through injury and recovery. How do you feel, and looking back on that journey, what are you taking from that now that you are 100% healthy?
Oh, man, you know, it's a game. You know, it's going to be adversity. I'm just looking back on it. I'm just glad that I was able to persevere through some of those moments, the injuries last year, and now, you know, where I'm at to this year. You know, I definitely look back on it, and I'm proud of myself, but I'm still, you know, not comfortable where I'm at. You know, I still have a lot to do. I have a lot to prove, and we just gotta keep growing. I gotta keep growing as a player, and you know, as a team, we gotta keep growing.
You have Conley and Melifonwu both injured this year. From your experiences, have you been able to take on a leadership role or give them some advice?
Yeah, I've definitely spoken to both of them about it. You know, me being in the same situation last year, getting hurt towards the end of the year, and coming in hurt. So Conley, I spoke to him quite a few often times, and told him, you know, you just gotta stay on it, stay focused. You know how I know how it gets. You know, kind of feel like everybody kind of like forget about you a little bit when you're not on the field playing. But you know, you just gotta stay focused and just keep grinding. You know, I'm pretty sure he's gonna come back hungry next year.
Some valuable words of wisdom. Now we're gonna get to your fashion advice. Can't have you on the show without breaking down some teammates first. You know, I feel like we've had a lot of camo this year, but camo is in. This is a nice, like, long.
Yeah, camo never go out of style. I think, you know, my man Rio, man, he look clean right here. He got the camo jacket on, and you know, the Cuban link chain with the Cuban link bracelet on.
Yeah.
Man, you know, all black, so you know, you can't go wrong with that.
Does
with the
he
shades
wear that
on.
Rio pendant a lot?
Yeah, I think he usually wear that, man. You know, it's a smooth fit right there.
Yeah, and the shades. Wow, this is bright.
You know, it's bright, man. But he pulled it off. I don't think I'll be able to pull that off, you know.
You don't want to drink red wine with this outfit.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to drink nothing that's going to stain your shirt on that.
No barbecue, no ribs in this outfit.
Keep the hands clean.
That's a clean look, though. Okay, so one thing I've learned in following Amari Cooper on Instagram. He likes bright colors. Not a lot of guys can pull off the red pants.
I always get on them. I think that's a Miami thing. Being from Florida, mm-hmm. you know, I'm around a lot of Miami guys. Miami thing. You know, they like that bright color, man. But, you know, he got the yellow in the shirt, so it matches with the, what is that, Balenciagas on his feet. Okay.
Not everybody can do this. This is really nice. This is my favorite look of all the looks that
we've seen. You're just trying to make me feel good.
No, I'm serious. I mean, the wool jacket. What is that, three-quarter length with the skinny jean? This look is timeless. You know, like, this isn't
smooth.
Going out of style.
It's just a smooth look, you know, grown man flow, you know. I think, you know, I had to change out just for the picture, but, you know, I usually tuck those in.
I feel like you're in an Audi commercial and you're showing up with presents under your arms to, like, a family
dinner. Yeah, I can pull that off, though.
This is a good look.
Yeah, I got the peak coat on.
Okay, so this is a jacket and a hoverboard. This takes some serious talent. I haven't been on
I don't know what kind of jacket that is, but it must be expensive if Bo got it on.
Well, and leather sleeves. You've got the wool and the leather. But you're on the hoverboard, and you're not even balanced because you have a huge duffel bag on one side. I would think that this takes some serious athleticism.
Yeah.
Wow. Good luck. All right. Well, that's a wrap. Carl, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks for having me.
We look forward to watching you on the holiday, and hopefully you come back with a win from Philly.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
A lot more to come here on the Silver and Black Show. Preparing for an NFL game is hard work, and it doesn't allow for a lot of free time. But the Raiders receivers were able to find some time this week to spread the holiday cheer. For some needy boys and girls in the area earlier this week, they purchased bikes, locks, and helmets, and then passed them out at a local elementary school.
I think the kids are bigger than football. I think they're bigger than the game. You know, they're the future. So, I mean, I'll never turn my back on the future. That's my passion. It's inner city, suburban kids. But it don't matter. It's just giving these kids a chance that I didn't get. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I didn't get, I feel like I try to give it to these kids nowadays. Honored to be here, man. I'm happy that I can put a smile on a kid's face, you know.
Ty. Lee.
Natalia.
Got it.
I like that jersey, man. You got the 89. What's up, bro? I got some stickers for you. Some stickers. My hair. Yeah, it's long, huh?
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Say something exclusive.
Yo.
He's talking about yo. Everybody got one? How old is it? Seven. What color is this? Is it black? Huh? I got silver for you too, man. All right, we're good. I'm here with my fellow receivers, my brothers, my family. They're here today, you know, to give out a little something for Christmas. So I want y'all to turn around. I want y'all to turn around. And I want you to find your name on the bike.
It's nostalgic in a way because, you know, a lot of us were the same way growing up. We didn't get to get many gifts, especially not a bike. We can remember the first time we was able to have our first bike. Many years later, to come back and be able to do that, it's just a great feeling.
It's always great seeing the Raiders give back during the holiday season. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Chris Townsend. Let's go back to last Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a tough one to swallow looking at that game.
Yeah, Raider Nation wasn't very happy about it. And obviously the officiating didn't go the Raiders' way. And then the way it ended with Derek Carr trying to make a play and it just didn't work out. And really the dagger to the season. And really when you look at that game, it kind of tells you, it's kind of like an overview of how the season has gone. It was just a very rough one, and really for the Raiders, you know, 2017, not good.
Well, it's all about results in the NFL. Have you seen an improvement from this team in the second half?
I think we've seen a definite improvement with Pagano being the defensive coordinator. All of a sudden, the Raiders are getting pressure, they're getting sacks, and it's a rush and cover league. So, you know, through the first 10 games, when you only had 14 sacks and the least amount in the NFL, that's not good. So, definitely with the defense, and I think last game even Jack talked about it, that Derek's starting to look like Derek a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, where he had that big run, he had a couple big runs, and he almost had that run at the end of the game to win the game. So he looked more like himself. So I would say there's a little bit of improvement, not good enough, but there's a little bit of improvement.
So the Raiders head to Philly this week. They have the Chargers to end the season. What do you need to see from this team over the final 2 weeks?
I would like to see the offense get back into rhythm and look like they did last year. You know, this team last year, remember all those late wins and the way Derek played and he was a gunslinger? And no matter what obstacle you put in front of them last year, they just went right over that obstacle. I want to see that team again. More shots down the field. I want to see, because let's face it, when they score 20 or more points, they win. When they don't score 20, they lose. So that's, you know, I need to see more points and I need to see more rhythm to the offense and take them more shots downfield. And I want to see Derek Carr look like Derek Carr 2016, not 2017.
So a lot of people in the Silver and Black working this Christmas holiday.
Yes.
You're doing radio.
Yes.
What are your plans?
We will be at Blue 42 Sports Lounge in Walnut Creek.
Okay.
We'll have Raiders opening drive with Bill Romanowski, and then I'll be taking your phone calls Christmas night on Raiders Extra Point. Hey, it's the business we're in. You know, we work on Thanksgivings and Christmas, and that's just sports. But hopefully with a Raider victory in Philly. Philly's a good team. If they win, they're going to clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs in the NFC. So the Raiders got something to play for this Christmas.
Please tell me that you guys are going to have the matching ugly sweaters. I mean, you can get them downstairs in the team store.
I don't know if you didn't see last home game.
Okay.
I was wearing the lighted sweater on the field with Lincoln Kennedy.
So you're one step ahead
of me. Oh, I have that sweater.
They sell it in Lincoln size?
No, I have it.
Oh, okay.
And the funny thing was, as I came out with the lights on, Lincoln's like, you're not going to do it. I went, oh, yeah.
I'm doing
it. Oh, yeah. I will be in that sweater on Christmas Day, no question.
All right. Well, happy holidays, Tony. Thanks
you
for
too.
Taking the time. More to come on the Silver and Black Show.
Hey, class. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. You know, the Raiders have been getting some breaks sort of throughout the season. They played against Denver. You know, they went with Paxton Lynch. You know, you played against New York Giants without Eli Manning. And so I'm sure a lot of you Raider fans, when you heard that Carson Wentz, a possible MVP candidate, went down, that, hey, it might be a break for our boys in silver and black, right? Well, not so fast. We got Nick Foles. He's a savvy veteran who knows what he's doing. So today's, I want to focus on some of the things he did in his first game as a starter, where he threw 4 touchdowns against the Giants last week. So let's take a look at his first play against the Giants. Okay, they're on the 4-yard line. Now, Nick has got a play where he's actually got a man beater, because the Giants like to run a lot of man coverage down here. The Giants are only going to rush 3, and this actually works against them, to the fact where they can't get pressure on Nick Foles, gives them too much time. Watch the route combination. Tight end flat, receiver curl, receiver 2 out route. Supposed to be man beaters. But because the Giants are in zone, he's got to go a different way. And now he's going to find Alshon Jeffrey in the back of the end zone. See, motion tells him that he's got zone coverage. Now he has to figure out somewhere else to go with the ball. Since the Giants only rushed 3, he's got way too much time. And he holds the ball to the back of the end zone as Alshon Jeffrey makes an adjustment with his eyes. Touchdown, Eagles. Now this next play we want to look at, they're going to use play action. And in this one, what they would like to do is have a double route come in behind the linebackers when the linebackers get sucked up with play action. Now, the linebackers are going to get sucked up, and there's going to be a little rush that comes in Nick's face, but he stands in the eyes, and he throws this dart to Zach Ertz for 17 yards. Let's take a look. There's a play action. See how the linebackers come up a little bit? Now you've got a huge hole in the backside, wide open to a tight end and a dig route. All right, class, last play of the day. Back in the Giants game, comes up against a zone blitz. Now, Nick Foles surveys the defense, sees everybody's pressing up, and he's got one safety in the hole. But what he's going to recognize, and he's going to recognize it early, is that this is an overload blitz. What the Giants are going to do is they're going to rush this corner, this end, and this linebacker. This safety is going to come down to replace this corner. This safety is going to go back in the hole. It's a zone blitz scheme. And in this instance, this allowed the Eagles to get the first down. Let's take a look. See him coming up, getting in the box? The safety rotates out. There's a zone blitz. He knows he's got a wide open tight end. Zach Ertz makes the safety miss, gets the first down. That does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.
The Raiders look to take advantage of a Wentzless Eagles. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. We talked a little bit about Nick Foles, who's starting this week, earlier in the show. When you're an offensive coordinator, do you tailor the play calling to favor Nick Foles, to bring out the best in him, or do you just continue to do what you've been doing all season?
Well, I think on occasion you try to set up things for a quarterback who's got different skills, likes to do things that the other quarterback either doesn't do or can't do, maybe roll him out, to one side or the other, play action more with certain quarterbacks. But in this instance, I think Philadelphia offense has so many weapons. They've shown that throughout the entire season that I think they're going to continue to do what got them to this point in the season, and that's a playoff spot. So I don't see many changes taking place.
Well, as I said earlier, a wild crowd in Philly. So who are you looking to step up and really get it done for the Raiders?
Well, you know, Khalil Mack has been the main guy as far as pass rush goes and getting to the quarterback. But Bruce Irvin has 6 sacks in the last 5 games. So I'd like to see him continue that play and help Khalil Mack on the other side get some sacks and put pressure on the quarterback, maybe make him throw some bad balls so we can have a few more interceptions before the season's over.
All right, time now for Plunkett's pick. What's going to be the key for a Raiders victory in Philly?
I think the defense has to slow down that Philly offense. It didn't show any signs of slowing down under Nick Foles last week against the Giants, and I don't see any reason why it should slow down as well against the Raiders. So find a way, put pressure on the quarterback, come up with some defensive stops, get some interceptions, get some turnovers, you know, help this offense get in a better position to score points.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Silver and Black Show. Make sure you tune in next week for the final regular season game against the Chargers. We'll preview that. On behalf of Chris Townsend, Carl Joseph, and all of us here at Silver and Black Productions, have a happy holidays and go Raiders.